When we read in Philippians 4, I can do all things through him who gives me strength, what does that mean? You can't jump over the moon. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can't do that Jesus won't strengthen you to do, no matter how much you ask him. So what does that verse mean? Is it just a meaningless pep talk? Or is it literally true?
Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. Here's your host, Dr. D. Richard Ferguson.
The promise of contentment. He says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. That's the promise. So when you seek this strength from the Lord to overcome discontent, he'll give it to you. He won't be stingy with his grace when you pray for that, when you seek that. He'll provide every bit of grace that you need to be content in absolutely every life situation. So if you remain discontent after that, it won't be for lack of available strength. It'll only be because of unwillingness. And knowing that as a fact, just as a fact, is crucial for success in the Christian life. You have to know this promise. Somebody was telling me he was disappointed when he found out what this verse really means because he loved it when he was in athletics and this verse pumped him up and everything. But if you think about it, it's not a disappointment to find out what it really means. Because if it did talk about physical things, if it were talking about sports and all that, really it would be meaningless, right? Wouldn't it? I can do all physical things through Christ's strength. Then what would the verse mean? It would mean, this is just rah-rah rhetoric. It doesn't even, obviously I can't do anything physically. I can't knock out Mike Tyson. What if Mike Tyson puts Philippians 4:13 on his shorts? Then who wins, right? What if both teams at halftime get the Philippians 4:13 speech? One of the teams still loses, right? Obviously, if you just think about it for 2 seconds, it can't be talking about physical things. And so it becomes meaningless. The reality is I got to get in the weight room and I got to, work out and I got to practice. And that's the only way I'm going to win the game. And so you realize, the verse is just meaningless. If that's what we're talking about. But if it's not meaningless, and it's literal, it's not a figure of speech, and it's not an exaggeration, it's talking about contentment, not athletics, but it's a full promise. You can do it. You can do it. And not just contentment, but any virtue in the whole Bible. Everything God commands us to do, he provides us with the ability to do it. 1 Corinthians 10:13, God is faithful. He'll not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you're tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. You can handle any temptation, which means you can do anything God commands you to do. And it's so important to understand that as an absolute promise, because one of Satan's most effective tools and weapons against us is to convince us that obeying God in some area of your life just can't do it. Can't do it. Too hard. And people think this way. And it stops them in their tracks. You tell someone, you know what? God's word is very clear. God's word requires you to go right now, admit that you were wrong in this situation, apologize to that person, and go ask for forgiveness. That's what the Bible says you have to do. I can't. I just can't. Man, if I had a nickel for every time somebody told me that. God calls you to give in proportion to your income. Give 10%. Oh, I can't do it. I don't have the faith. A couple of, boyfriend, girlfriend, sleeping together, living together. God says you can't do that. You got to move out. Oh, I just don't think I can do it. I can't do it. Someone hurt you. You're really mad at them. Even though they've repented, God requires you forgive that person immediately, completely, from the heart. And you just hear this all the time. Oh, I just don't think I could. I'm not ready. I can't do it. I just don't have it in me. How about emotions? God calls you to sing and shout for joy to the Lord. Oh, no, that's just not my personality type. I'm not the singing, shouting type. I can't dance. I'm just not capable of that level of emotion for God. I can't do it. All of those are lies right out of hell. They're all lies. God won't let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. You can resist any temptation. You can do the right thing in absolutely any and every situation that God calls you to do something. He'll provide the strength. That's the promise of Philippians 4:13. Paul's saying, I know for sure that I can be content in any situation because I can do anything that God calls me to do because he'll provide me enough strength if I seek it from him. It's so important to just know that as an indisputable fact, because otherwise you're going to be vulnerable to Satan. If you think there's a possibility that maybe you can't do it, then what are you going to think when it feels impossible? Oop, it's impossible, right? God calls you to do something, you feel like you can't do it, and it's like, I guess I'm not capable. And then you're going to give up. World-class athletes will often say most of us have no idea what we're capable of physically. So they say, when you get to the point where you think you've spent every last bit of your strength and you can literally not even take another step, at that point, typically, you've only used about 70% of what you've got, is what they say. Most of us just don't know how to push past that wall. I remember the story of my dad when he was lost all night in the forest hunting, and there was a blizzard, and he had already walked all day in the snow, and then he walked all night, and he was exhausted, and finally he just collapsed in the snow, and he couldn't even move. He couldn't take another step, couldn't get up, and he just said, I'm just going to lay here and die. And then he got to thinking about us, the family, and everything, and got up and went a little further, you know? And we have that. And that's what most people never have enough motivation to push past that point of exhaustion. But if your life is at stake or your child's life is at stake, then you do things you never dreamed you could do. Typically, though, we give up. And the great athletes, the great world-class athletes, they figure out in their training how to get past that point and go way beyond what they thought they were capable of. Our spiritual situation is similar to that. You run into something that feels impossible. If there's any idea in your mind that maybe it actually is impossible, you're going to give up once it feels impossible. So it's critical that we understand it's never, never impossible to obey God. Obeying God, doing everything He calls you to do, is never impossible because you can do everything that He wants you to do through Him who strengthens you. So submit to His providence, look to Him for strength, and cling to His promise. That's the message of this passage.
You don't have to live very long beyond high school graduation to learn that everything they said in the graduation speech is baloney. You can't do anything you set your mind to. You can't do most things you set your mind to. You'll never be a pro athlete. You're way more likely to get struck by lightning than to ever become president. And no, you're not even special. I mean, in some ways you are, but for the most part, you're just pretty average. And if you're above average in a few areas, well, you're below average in other areas. However, if you're a Christian, then that statement, you can do anything you set your mind to, if you apply it to spiritual things, things God commands, then that statement is actually literally true. You absolutely can do everything God calls you to do. The resources are available. What is that feat of contentment or other spiritual feat that feels impossible to you? Preach to your soul all day today, reminding yourself you can indeed do everything through Christ who strengthens you.
Thank you for listening. If you found today's episode edifying, why not share it with a friend? This season of the Food for Your Soul podcast features excerpts from our sermon series on the book of Philippians, 50 expository sermons covering every verse. You can find those and hundreds of other sermons for free download on drichardferguson.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.